Well, this morning we're going to spend our time talking with Rick Burns. Rick is the founder and president of the Karata Project, and Rick is a veteran himself, and he's been working very hard to kind of keep that dialogue open between here in the United States, Iraq, Afghanistan, some of those places he's had a chance to visit and serve. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for spending some time with us here this morning. I appreciate it very much. I know you're really busy in getting things organized, especially leading up to a big project with Karata that you've got coming up here next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We part of what the Karata Project was the intent behind it. Again, this was founded kind of out of some of my experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan as a soldier. But I realized that our military was going to pull out of there. We've already pulled out of Iraq, and we are certainly going to pull out of Afghanistan here very, very quickly, start that process of withdrawing from Afghanistan. And so the whole idea of it was much easier to do things in Iraq and Afghanistan when you've got the military there because you've got somebody that you can kind of talk to. As our forces draw down in those areas, it becomes much more difficult. And so there are a whole host of nonprofits, most of them very small nonprofits, people who found a passion for something that had some connection with Iraq or Afghanistan. And so that passion has driven them to start a nonprofit. And there are a host of these nonprofits that are functioning and doing great things, very passionate, very concerned humanitarian folks out there that are really trying to make a difference. Again, it becomes much more difficult now as we don't have our military over there. And so part of what the Karata Project intent is to build partnering and mentoring relationships between Iraq and the United States. And as well as an extension of that mission, we have kind of set up a conference of nonprofits that are coming in from all over the country to Elkhorn, Iowa, to talk about ways that we can figure out better ways to do what we do and also try to figure out how do we operate in this new dynamic where we don't have our military forces over there. And so it's going to be much more challenging. And so we have kind of hosted and sponsoring this conference in Elkhorn to kind of deal with some of those issues. So we've got we will be meeting next week, March 19th to the 21st, in Elkhorn, and discussing some of those issues.
You know, it's some folks will think of the military in terms of, you know, we go when we're needed, we fight, we win, we come home, and then they move on. And there's so much more, because once the troops may come home, there are still lots of issues that have to be dealt with, and we can't just turn our backs on things.
Right, and these are very conflict-ridden areas. And for me personally, it does become very personal. It's very difficult for me to look at Iraq and Afghanistan on a macro level because I know too many people personally and still have ongoing conversations and relationships with folks that are in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And so for me, it becomes very, very personal. It's very difficult to talk about things on a more macro level for me personally. And so these folks don't go away, and a lot of these folks are the real heroes of things because of the whole conflict, because they don't come home. I've been blessed to be able to come home after I've served my time in those places, but these folks don't, and a lot of them are fighting hard and desperately to make their lives, their families' lives, and their communities' lives much better. There are lots of young folks, young professionals, dentists, and doctors and engineers and students who really, really, truly want to make their lives better and want to make the lives of their communities and their countries much better. And so it seems to me a little bit harsh if we just simply turn our backs and quit. But again, our military, as you said, Jim, is there for a temporary stint. They're not there for the long term. And so these nonprofits, again, that we're going to bring into Elkhorn are some of those folks who are the long-term bridge, the long-term continuity piece to this whole thing, to see if we can make life better in these very conflict-ridden areas.
You know, and that's great, Rick, but I can see people maybe scratching their head thinking, okay, great mission, but wouldn't you have better success doing something like that, having a conference in Washington, D.C. or New York where all the people are and you can talk about those types of things and what have you? Why would you come to a small rural area in Iowa?
Well, and I have some economic development challenges here in Elkhorn and southwestern Iowa as well. So there's reasons to bring them to Elkhorn. The other thing is, you know, we wanted to be able to focus on the issues at hand. We've held a lot of lessons learned conferences over the years, and a lot of folks are very tired of just going to a conference and talking about things. And so what we're attempting to do with this conference is make it much more about action. We're looking at what can we actually do instead of talk about. Let's find some actionable ideas that we can work and that we can move forward on. And that's part of the reason for having it in Elkhorn. And of course, I'm sponsoring it, so I was able to put it where I would like to have it. But again, Elkhorn Kimbleton is a great place to show off, folks who have a passion for local economic development in this area as well. And so some of the challenges are the same. Obviously, we don't have the same kinds of conflict-ridden areas as they do in Iraq and Afghanistan, but some of the issues are still the same. How do you build economic sustainability, and how do you institute projects that are sustainable? Those are issues that I think that transcend possibly the longer term cultural kinds of things between two countries.
Well, and as we've seen in Washington, D.C. and New York, places like that, nothing ever gets done anyway. So might as well come here to Iowa. We're doers.
Yeah, that's right. That's a whole other story, I'm sure. part of what we're going to do with this conference as well is we're going to open up. We're having a couple of dinners, which I think is extremely exciting, particularly for those of us in this area here who may never have this same kind of an opportunity. These really interesting folks that we're going to have, these passionate folks, many of them have been on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of these organizations actually predate our latest entry into these countries. And so most all of them have been on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan as nonprofits, not as soldiers. It's a whole different story. It's a whole different perspective to talk to someone who's been there as a civilian than it is to see or talk to somebody who's been over there as a soldier. Both perspectives are important, but this is a very different perspective. And so we're having two dinners next week, the 19th and the 20th, where we'll have a couple of keynote speakers who are going to talk about their experiences. And then people will be able to sit around the table and ask questions and talk to folks who, again, have had pretty extensive experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan. It'll be very, very interesting for folks to be able to ask questions and to pick the brains of these folks who have been doing some really interesting things over the last 10 years or longer.
Well, I'm impressed looking at the bios of your speakers, Cindy Fogelman and also Charlotte Ponticelli. There are a couple of people who have a lot of experience, but kind of a little bit different experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Cindy's been, she's the pro bono executive director of the sponsor Iraqi Children's Foundation, which is a nonprofit. She's actually been on the ground in Baghdad. They work a lot with children, orphans, and those kinds of issues, both kind of at a policy level as well as on the ground feeding and educating and those kinds of issues that actually on the ground at Baghdad. And so she's also had some experience with our Jim Leach, who's an Iowa congressman of some time ago. She worked on his staff as well, so she's had quite a bit of government experience, some dealing directly with that area of the world from the government's perspective. But Charlotte Ponticelli is a very, very interesting lady. She's had about 23 years of government experience and has also of late been the Deputy Undersecretary for International Labor Affairs at the Department of Labor and the Senior Coordinator for International Women's Issues at the State Department. She's on about five or six different boards of directors and affiliated with different organizations that are working pretty extensively in Afghanistan, and so she will also be a fascinating speaker on Wednesday evening.
Well, in the military, it's always good to have some firepower, and you got that with your speakers here.
Yeah, absolutely. We do our best. But, again, the whole beauty of this whole evening, both of these evenings, will be just the breadth of experience that people will be able to tap into to ask questions to and to just find out some very, very interesting things about people who have had extremely interesting experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You bet. Are there still tickets available?
Yes, there are. We've got tickets. You can get them one of four ways. We've got tickets at the Danish Windmill, and we've got tickets at the Danish Immigrant Museum, and we've got tickets at the Danish Inn. And then you can call me on my cell phone at 712-249-7435.
And the cost?
The cost is $25. You get a catered dinner and some very, very unique and interesting discussion with some absolutely fascinating people.
Very good. And that's, again, coming up March 19th and March 20th. They're two separate events, so pick one or pick both if you'd like. And what time does that start?
It starts at 6:30. It'll be at the Kimbleton, the old Kimbleton Sale Barn, which is the first right when you come into Kimbleton. Peggy and Mike Mortensen have renovated the old sale barn, and it's got a lot of character inside. And we'll be having the dinners there in Kimbleton.
Very good. 6:30 each night, the 19th and the 20th. Hope folks take the time to consider the possibilities and maybe show up to enjoy a good meal and really some good discussion. Rick, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate that. Good luck with your events.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it.